The issue of concert ticket prices has become a big problem, especially for fans like Jackie Thrapp. She lives in Nashville and found it cheaper to fly to Europe to see a Taylor Swift concert than to buy tickets for shows in the US. In the US, resale prices for tickets can skyrocket to $2,500, while the original price is only $49. This situation shows that many American fans, especially those in their 20s and 30s, are struggling to afford concert tickets, leading some to look for cheaper options in other countries. In Europe, the rules about reselling tickets are very different from those in the US and UK. For example, in Sweden, the price of resale tickets is usually capped, meaning they can only be sold for about double the original price. Other countries like Germany, Italy, and Portugal have laws to stop prices from going too high. On the other hand, in the US and UK, ticket prices can rise a lot based on demand, which has led to complaints about predatory resellers. Many people, including some artists, think the current system is unfair and are calling for changes, like capping resale prices. Even with possible changes in the law, problems like ticket scalping and fake tickets are still common. Many fans trying to buy tickets for Taylor Swift's concerts in the UK have been scammed. Asha Weiss, the CEO of a ticketing startup called Tixology, believes that technology, especially artificial intelligence, AI, could help solve these issues. Tixology uses AI to spot strange buying patterns, like when one person buys many tickets from the same computer, which could help stop scalpers from getting too many tickets. Tixology also uses blockchain technology to make sure each ticket is unique and can't be copied. Their electronic tickets have a rotating QR code, making it hard for fake tickets to get through. This system also lets artists and venues stop ticket transfers, making it tougher to resell tickets. Similarly, a UK company called Seat Unique is using dynamic pricing, which means ticket prices can change based on demand, ensuring that artists and venues get more money when interest is high. As technology continues to improve, fans like Jackie Thrapp hope for a fairer ticketing system, even though it's not clear yet how effective these new ideas will be.